Day 1, The Father Who Never Stops Watching. Devotional. Have you ever felt like you've wandered too far from God? Maybe you've made choices that left you feeling distant, ashamed, or unworthy of His love. The beautiful truth is that even when we feel furthest away, God never stops looking for us. In the parable of the prodigal son, we see a young man who essentially told his father he wished he were dead by demanding his inheritance early. He took everything his father had given him and wasted it on reckless living. Sound familiar? We've all taken God's blessings, our talents, relationships, opportunities, and sometimes used them in ways that left us empty and alone. But here's what's remarkable about this story: while the son was still far off, his father saw him coming. This wasn't a coincidence. The father had been watching, waiting, hoping for his son's return every single day. This is a picture of our Heavenly Father's heart toward us. No matter how far you've wandered, no matter what you've done, God has never stopped watching for you. He's not angry or disappointed, He's hopeful. Every morning He looks toward the horizon of your heart, waiting for the moment you decide to come home. You are never too far gone, never too broken, never too lost for His love to reach you. The journey home begins with a single step in His direction. And the beautiful news? He's already running toward you. Bible verse. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living." Luke 15:11-32. Reflection question. What areas of your life feel distant from God right now, and what would it look like to take one small step toward Him today? Quote, God has never stopped watching for you and running after you. Prayer. Father, thank you that you never stop watching for me, even when I feel far away. Help me to see that you're not waiting to punish me, but to welcome me home. Give me the courage to take that first step back to you today. Amen.